very interesting, actually, because the result of 9/11, of course, did affect huge discussion in every facet and every walk of life. And I think certainly ours, where the immediate response that I think Jerry and I had thought was, once we recovered from the shock, if that's the word, recover, was, of course, we have to, as Bush said, get back to work. The best thing you do is get back to work.
Yeah.
So we resumed the process of thinking, what do we do with the movie? Should we put this movie back 11 months, and then almost within 24 hours we all looked at it, which included Joe and Revolution, saying, well, this film is entirely relevant, so why don't we get it out as fast as possible? So what we did was bring the film forward, essentially, right? And then, you know, you go down, where does movie film start to run parallel to journalism? Because last night you have a huge discussion with this new revelation that the government knew.
Right.
And that someone dropped the ball heavily in the FBI. Or where was the ball dropped on some critical information, which where they were told in June, July, or was it August? August, that this was afoot, there were pilots being trained, and who the hell actually would not take that seriously? Because I cannot believe that any president, whoever he is, from whatever side or faction, would not take that kind of new information as very serious indeed, and not simply follow through.
Yeah.
And there's somebody in the program talking about FBI needing an update on technology, and I thought, holy shit, I thought they were right up to speed. And what's the matter with picking up the goddamn telephone and saying to somebody, hey, did you read this morning? Now, right there, to me, is a film.
Yeah.
Right? And but it's how close do you start movies coming forward to, because, you know, life is always far, far stranger than fiction.